Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Good evening, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. I'd like to thank you for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. We have an exceptional guest on here tonight, a really big thinker. As you know, that's what we have on our show, are big thinkers. Her name is Dawn Ali. Mrs. Ali, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you loud and clear. Before we even get started, I want to get out the most important thing, and that's your contact information. How can our listeners reach you?
You can reach me at Dawn Ali, at DawnAli.com. That's DawnAli.com. And you can also email me at DawnAli@DawnAli.com.
Great. So, Dawn, I understand that you're doing a lot of big things, and some of the big things that you have been doing cause you to have to lose a lot of big things. So why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about what's going on in your life right now?
Well, as many of you listening may already know, I am touring. My first stop of my tour is in Atlanta. It's called Get Your Sexy Back Atlanta. And I'm doing a nationwide tour, Atlanta being the first city. The tour itself is called Get Your Sexy Back. And Get Your Sexy Back just basically means this. It's not only what you see on the outside, like the body and stuff, although it does include that, but it includes your inside as well, because what most people don't realize or understand is this, is that what is going on the inside of you reflects or manifests into your life on the outside of you. So every single thing that you feed your body and feed your mind and soul, every piece of food you put in your mouth, every drink you put in your mouth, every thought you have, every action you have, everything that you look at, and everything that you speak shapes your life on the outside. It shapes the way your body looks, it shapes the way your face and hair looks, and it shapes the way that your relationships are, what kind of jobs you have, what kind of people you attract in your life, your income, everything. So this is what the tour is all about.
So at the tour, do you have a specific group of people? I mean, let's say I know it's about transforming your life. So let's say me. You know, I lost a decent amount of weight last year. I plan on losing a lot this year. So are the people you're looking for people who may be overweight, or what is it?
Yes and no. And by the way, I didn't say it a minute ago, but I have lost 70 pounds, but I think many people listening right now know that. So I did lose 70 pounds. I'm 48 years old. I did it between the ages of 46 to 47. I did it without surgery, without excessive exercising, and without pills. However, the event is not only about weight loss. That is just like a part of it. But it's about a lifestyle change so that you can have it all. You can have the money, the cars, the mates, the relationships, the body, the health, the energy, the love, the happiness, the confidence, whatever you want in life. That is what this event is about. And by the way, too, we're going to also have comedy and music at the event. We're going to have a local comedian named George Taylor. He's going to be there. And the former host of BET's 106 in Park.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah, Shorty the Prince is going to be there. and he's going to be the playing music, and he's going to be the MC of the event as well.
Now, one of the things that our people may not know about you, because we weren't really promoting that portion of your life, is that you're also an author.
Yes, yes, I am.
Now,
go ahead.
So, I mean, even with that, is that kind of like in line with, you know, motivation and building people's self-esteem and things of that sort also?
Yes. The name of my new book is called Get Your Sexy Back, Happy, Rich, and a Great Body at Any Age. So the title is Get Your Sexy Back, and the subtitle is Happy, Rich, and a Great Body at Any Age. So, yes, it is a book that is about my story. It tells my story, my journey of how I went from being overweight, 70 pounds overweight. Basically, I was almost morbidly obese, from being 70 pounds overweight and taking multiple medications daily, being living in a motel at the age of 45, being broke, bankrupt, abused, and all these types of things. It tells my story, my journey, how I got from that to now being an author, the number one weight loss instructor on Udemy.com, to having my own event at the luxurious Omni Hotel at the CNN Center in Atlanta with Shorty the Prince. And so it tells my story and journey and how I did that. And it also includes coaching assignments. I have coaching assignments. By the way, I'm a certified life coach as well now. And it has coaching assignments so that the reader can follow along my journey and do the same thing so they can begin to change their lives. And I call it an interactive guide because they can also write inside of the book. The book is not available anywhere yet right now.
Okay.
It's not available online. It's not available at bookstores. Atlanta will be the first people to get to see the book, to get to have a chance to get a copy of the book, and to get a first preview of the book. I'm going to actually read a little of the book at the event in Atlanta.
Now, what made you pick Atlanta as one of your, or let's say the first city for your tour?
Oh, that's a good question. It's because, well, I researched to see where were most of my fans coming from, people who actually get my products and who like me the most. And it's like three cities that were like kind of tied for the number one spot. And it was Atlanta, New York City, and the Virginia, D.C. area.
Okay.
And so I had to pick one of those, and I picked Atlanta because I thought, I think Atlanta would be the best place for me to go to first.
To start.
I just thought that would be a good start. Mm-hmm. So that's how I chose Atlanta.
Now, you mentioned also that you're one of the number one trainers in the health and fitness on a particular website. Did you say it was Udemy?
Yes, I'm the number one weight loss advisor on that website.
Do you have a specific way that people can reach you? Because I know that there will be a lot of people who will be listening live, and there will be a lot of people who, you know, possibly will be listening to the archive version, because, you know, even with the training, that's something that they can kind of find out a little bit more.
Tell me your question. I didn't understand your question. I'm sorry. Say that again.
How can they reach you if they wanted to see you on Udemy And how do you spell that for some of the people who may not be familiar
it's
with it?
It's spelled U-D-E-M-Y, U-D-E-M-Y.com. So they could find me there, but the same classes that are on there, I have multiple classes. I have 4 classes on over there, but I also have, 6 classes on my particular website, and they actually sell for a little bit less on my website than they do on
okay. We have a bunch of people we have a bunch of people that's calling in now. A lot of times what we do is we'll just ask if they have a particular question or anything. So I'm going to, every few minutes, we have a person from the 314 area code, and the last 4 of the phone number is 8380. So I'm going to see if that person wants to make a comment or wants to, you know, ask a question.
Okay.
So, all right, you there from the 314 area code with 8380, did you have a comment or a question for Mrs. Dawn Ali? Okay, I take that person just wants to listen. Sometimes we get them a little shy on here.
Okay, no problem.
Now, the what location? Do you have the actual location address for your event? I know you mentioned the hotel.
Yes. The hotel is the Omni, O-M-N-I, hotel at the CNN Center in Atlanta. And I have to actually look up the actual address. I think it's 190 Marietta, I think, but I have to look that up, and I can look it up right now, right quick.
Okay.
Just look it.
Now, let's say I want to get some tickets. Is there a way I can get tickets now?
Yes. The tickets are a $60 value for 2 tickets, but I decided that I'm giving them away for free. Complimentary,
yes.
Because I decided I wanted as many people as possible to show up. And so you can go to dawnali.com/tickets to get the tickets. And again, that's dawnali.com/tickets.com to get the tickets. You can
okay.
also just go to the home page of my website, dawnali.com, and then there will be a link on the home page right there that says Atlanta tickets, and you could just click on that link, and that will take you to the tickets page, and you have to enter your information. As you scroll down the page, you'll see a form to enter your name and your email address, and you enter that. Make sure you enter your real email address so that you can get the tickets. And so you can enter it on that page, and then within about five minutes, you should receive an email. And you have to click on that email, open it up, and then click the link inside of it, confirming that you do want the tickets. And then immediately after that, the tickets will be emailed to you and just printed out, and that one ticket is good for 2 people. And you can feel free to share the link to that page with other people in Atlanta that you feel that can benefit from the event. And by the way, the address is 190 Marietta Street Northwest in Atlanta at the Omni Hotel. And it's in the inside of the North Tower, the Dogwood
okay.
Room inside of North Tower at 1 p.m. sharp. I know we African Americans are kind of known for not starting on time, but I plan on starting on time, so 1 p.m. sharp.
You are funny. Well, at least the comedians and everything can start on time, and you can just walk out.
Yeah, and by the way, the comedian George Taylor, he will be on first, and
okay.
then Shorty the Prince, he will be playing music, and he's also going to do a little speaking. He's accomplished so much in his young life, and so he's very inspiring. I think he's going to—he's excellent to be a speaker for this event because it's about inspiration, letting people know, hey, you can be, do, and have whatever it is you want. So he's going to tell his little story. He's done a lot. And then after that, then I come on.
Okay. Now, a lot of people may just now be hearing about you, but, you know, like me and some others that's been following you for years, you know, we know that you've had some very successful businesses and things online, that you're, you know, a great entrepreneur. One of the questions I have for you is, what would be the biggest advice or quality that you could share with our audience that helped you the most?
That helped me the most in what in particular?
And what you're doing now in your businesses and everything that you've also accomplished.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were specifically talking about my weight loss or business. That's why I wanted to just to clarify that.
Well, we can go with both.
Okay, but you know what? Honestly, really, I guess it's the same answer for both. Actually,
okay.
It really is a mindset.
A mindset change,
because you can't even be successful with business. Like, let's say you can know how to, you can get information on how to do this and how to do that, but until you change your mindset, you can't accomplish it. So it's a mindset change, meaning that it's a belief. It's a belief system. So you have to really, 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 really believe that you can accomplish it. And you have to take action. So a lot of times people don't take action and they fall short right there. But the main thing is the mindset. Because we've been programmed, all of us, we have our belief systems, and we think that, oh, I can't do this because I'm like this. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm not smart enough. I'm too dark. I'm too light. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. Or whatever the excuse is, it's just an excuse. It's just a story. It's a lie. Like Shorty the Prince says in his song, the devil is a lie. So it's a lie. So it's a mindset change. I would say that's the number one thing that is needed to change anything.
So with mindset changes and making yourself a better person, what would you say would have to be one of the first steps in just having that mindset change? It has to be something that just happens all of a sudden? Is it gradual? What would you say your course to changing your mindset about, you know, certain things in your life? What was it that happened to you that made you decide that you had to make a change?
The pain of not changing has to be greater than staying the same.
Wow.
So let me kind of rephrase that.
That was beautifully well put that way. I mean, I want to hear you rephrase it because that was good.
So, in other words, you have to basically be so tired of the BS in your life that it's like, I'm going to do this no matter what. I'm tired of the way I look. I'm going to tell you about me. I'll just talk about me. I'm tired of these breasts on my back. I'm tired. I don't want that anymore. I don't want that. I don't want to look at that anymore, and I don't want anybody else to see it either. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of my hair being all broken off and bald patches all over the place. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of being sick and not having any energy and taking multiple medications every day. I'm tired of not living the life of my dreams, not making the income that I know that I truly deserve because I can feel it on the inside. I know I'm not dumb, and I know that I'm capable. So I'm tired of not getting what I know I really deserve. I'm tired of not living the life that I want to live. I'm tired of not having the relationships. And I'm not just talking about male and female relationships. I'm just talking about relationships in general, just the relationships that I want and the type of people in my life that I would like to have in my life. I'm tired of all of that. And I am changing because I am not dying like this. And so
wow.
I just stepped it up. I said, I'm not dying like this. And then, I'm not going to say anymore because I'm going to, next thing you know, I'm telling the whole show.
We can get on some different questions also, because that's beautiful and well put, and I can see that it's really, it kind of reminds me, as a kid, I would watch Popeye the Sailor, and it just came a certain point when he said, that's all I can stand no more. And he took action. You know, he took big action at that point. And the funny thing about Popeye was that he actually turned me on to spinach, to greens. Because, I mean, what kids really like spinach? But Popeye did it. So we all wanted to try it. And I love spinach to this day. I mean, I can take spinach with anything. And that's part of also, you know, healthy eating, our greens.
Yeah, and you know what? I eat spinach every single day. So there is truth in that cartoon. Spinach will make you lose weight, and it will make you gain muscle without even any excessive exercising whatsoever. It will make you lose weight and gain muscle. And I eat it raw. I have like spinach salads, or oftentimes I just grab a handful of raw spinach and I just, that's the secret, everybody. Spinach will make you lose weight and make you look good and make you gain muscle.
Now we're close to
give you energy.
The halfway mark of our normal interviews. Before we go any further, I want to make sure that everybody knows how to reach you, for those who may just be tuning in, for those who are listening online, as we have a couple. How can we reach you?
Yes, you can reach me at dawnali.com. That's DawnAli.com. You can also email me at dawn@dawnali.com. That's dawn@dawnali.com. And you can get your sexy back Atlanta tickets, which I'm giving away, complimentary tickets, which they should be selling for $60, but I want as many people as possible to be there. So you can go to dawnali.com and click on the link on that homepage there at the top that says Atlanta tickets, and click on that link, and then you can scroll down and enter your information, just your name and your email, and then you'll be emailed within 5 minutes, and then open that email, click on the link inside of the email confirming that you want your tickets, and then the tickets will be instantly emailed to you. And by the way, if you don't see it in your inbox within 5 minutes, make sure to please check your spam folder and make sure that you enter your real email in order to get the tickets. And you need the tickets to get in to the event at the Omni Hotel, CNN Center, Atlanta, this Saturday, February 8th at 1 p.m. sharp.
Wow. You know, I've stayed in that hotel. That's a beautiful hotel. I'm sure it's going to be very exciting. I wish I could make it down there, but I'll be busy this weekend. I definitely would come.
Oh, yeah. I would love to have you there. Yeah. You know you heard of Empower Network, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I think everybody by now has heard of Empower Network. They had their event there at the Omni Hotel, too. they had their event, and it was I wasn't there, but when I was looking up places for the event, that's when I noticed that they had their event there at the Omni Hotel, and they were talking about too how beautiful the hotel is.
Yeah. Now let's talk about something that's not pretty much going to be at the event. I'm assuming that is. Tell me about the idea. Like, what happened that made you decide, you know what, I want to share this? What was your plan for that? I mean, how did that come about? Because you first had your mindset, and then you changed your mind. You're like,
yeah,
okay, I'm not going to die like this. And then you started taking the action steps. But what was it about that said to your being, I want to do more, I need to share?
Well, as I started transforming my life, then people started saying, you need to open up a restaurant so you can help people, and you need to do this and you need to do that. And I started getting all these people saying this stuff to me. So then I started having meetups inside of my home, and then the people, they started asking me to cook for them, and then I started getting classes out of my home, because it first just started out getting healthier and weight loss. That's kind of how that part just, it was like that. And then one day, one of the students who had come to my home said to me, she said, I want to get my sexy back. And it clicked right then. I said, aha, that is what I'm going to name my program, and I'm going to put it online. So that was kind of like the beginning of the Get Your Sexy Back part of it. And I had already had like a little handmade cookbook that I had made up. And so then I decided, okay, let me make a real cookbook. And so I did that, and I put it.
I love it. I mean, it's like first thing you did is you put it in writing. But then after you had it in writing, then you were like, now let me make a real one. That's I love it. Keep going.
Right. And then so I made a real cookbook, and I put it on Amazon. And that's also called Get Your Sexy Back, by the way. It's my Get Your Sexy Back cookbook. And that's on my website, and it's on Amazon. And so it just kind of started from there, and then I started getting online classes. And then the next thing I knew, I was, like, teaching people how to make money, and then I would start just teaching, like, everything that I've learned through my journey, because it's been a journey. I started all of this 5 years ago. I didn't start my weight loss 5 years ago, but I started reprogramming my mind 5 years ago, even though then I didn't realize that I was, but now I know that I was. And it started with me cutting off all my hair bald. And that, it started then, because I was so sick of all the bald spots that I actually had and hiding underneath the wigs and this broken off, relaxed hair all over the place. And I just cut off all my hair. And that was the beginning of my transformation and changing my life. And that, and so just taking action, making those first steps, changing my mindset, say, I got to change, start something new, because obviously the old way is not working. And then all of a sudden, just miracles started happening. Just money and weight coming off and health improvement, just everything. My whole life changed.
Wow. That's dynamic. And I know that you're going to help a lot of people. And I think it a long time ago when we met, you know, and you were just, I would have never known the other you, because from the time that I've met you and had chances to talk with you briefly over the years, you've always been this positive person. And now just to hear that, you know, you've become more positive since you really started to get your sexy back, I'll call it, I know it's going to be great. I swear I wish I could be down there. Are you going to kind of any type of way put it on film or anything so that people that missed it or when you go to the other cities, they can get like a small taste of what's going on or what we've missed?
Yes, I'm going to do samples, little clips, and I'm going to put the whole thing up, but just put little clips on YouTube, which then I'll post on my website and on Facebook and Twitter and stuff. And so, yeah, people will get be able to definitely get a glimpse of what the event is all about. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to be doing that, and hopefully I can put up Shorty the Princess, his segment, a little bit of his segment on there as well, and George Taylor, the comedian. So, and then, of course, me, of course. So,
of course, yeah.
So, yes, I definitely plan on doing that. I also plan on a reality show, too.
Okay.
Get Your Sexy Back reality show. Yes. Yes. I take action.
Listen, I still have enough weight. I still have enough weight that I can probably go on it. I'm not where I want to be, but believe me, I'm getting there.
See, let me tell another secret, too. I've learned that you just have to take action. You can't wait for other people to pull you up. You just, wherever you are, you just have to start wherever you are and just take action. Just is like, okay, I don't have anybody doing the event for me, so guess what? I'm doing my own event. And that's what I did. I was like, I just put it out there. I said, I'm doing it, and I'm doing it. That's just it. I said, I'm losing weight, and I'm losing weight. I said, I want to work from home and making money from home and not have to depend on any employer. That's what I do. So all of those things that I said I was going to do, which came from the mindset change, and then I just took action. So now my next thing is to, so not only am I doing a nationwide tour, but I'm also doing a reality show as well.
I can believe every moment of it. Believe me, I believe in that power of the spoken word, that power of writing things ahead of time so that your dreams could come true. And so many people write ahead, and then they come into what they've written and also into what they've spoken. So when you say I am, or, you know, right there, that I am, I believe whatever follows it, it should be positive. And,
exactly.
And that's exactly what you're doing.
Exactly. Because basically now, you're just...
No, I'm listening.
Sorry,
go ahead. No, I'm listening to you.
Okay, can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So it's basically, it's like whatever I want, whatever it is I want, I believe that I can do it because God says that I can, and I just ask God and tell God what I want, and then I just take action toward it. I just move toward it, and I let the inspiration from God come through me, and that determines the action that I take. And I just keep believing that a God is going to allow me to accomplish my dreams, and that's it. And I don't give up during the failures because there's so many times that you fail, oh, my God, over and over again. And there's pain. It's like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. But, you know, just get up and dust off my knees and dust off my clothes. And I just keep going because what keeps me going is this. It's like if I don't keep going, then I'm going to go back to my old life. And I'm definitely not going back to my old life. So it's like, do I want to go forward or do I want my old life? I want to go forward, so I just dust my knees off and keep on going and just keep accomplishing my goals and keep begging God, asking God for what I want and taking action because belief without action is dead, period.
You know, I wish that that could have been the last thing said in this interview. I know that you told me that you had a lot of things you were doing, and I swear I'm feeling blessed now for you to come on and share with our listeners a piece of you and the things that you have accomplished and that you will be accomplishing, and definitely for your show. Now, guys, today is Monday, February 3rd. Her show is Saturday. So for those of you who are listening, I'd like for you to share this interview, as we always do with ThinkBigRadio.com. We always share our shows so that we can get people to come for free and hear this powerful thing during the day. 1 p.m. is the time. Now, I would like for you, in our closing moments, why don't you tell our listeners something about you that most people don't know?
Well, they're going to have to come to the event for that, because I got a couple of secrets that I'm going to reveal at the
event. Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. All right. Great. Yeah. Great.
Yes. But I want to give a shout-out, because I think the other two people who are going to be at the event with me, George Taylor, who is the comedian, I believe that he's listening, and some people, some of his friends may be listening to the show as well right now. So I want to give a shout out and a thank you to him for being there. And I want to give a shout out to the former BET's 106 in Park host, Shorty the Prince. He's going to be there. I'm so excited. He's going to be playing his music, and this is going to be fun. By the way, let me say this too. George Taylor is funny. He is really, really, really funny. I'm surprised nobody has snagged him up and made him big, but I believe that his time is coming. It's coming really soon. And then, and Shorty the Prince, he is a huge inspiration. He's only 24 years old, and he has done and accomplished so much. So definitely people want to be there and hear his story, like how he went. He started at 12 years old. He was a DJ at 12 years old. He's probably the youngest DJ ever in the world. So he's done a lot. So I guess that's it. So yeah, I'm not gonna reveal my secrets now. I'm gonna reveal my secrets in Atlanta. And all my secrets are revealed in my book, my new book, Get Your Sexy Back, Happy, Rich, and a Great Body at Any Age. It's in that book. My secrets is in that book as well. But the book will not be available to the general public until after the Atlanta event. The people in Atlanta will get to see the book and preview it and get the book first before anyone else.
That's great. That's great. And one last comment I was thinking about that I failed to mention earlier when it came to statistics. The statistics normally say that once a person hits about 30, especially around 35, that's it for them. They're going to be where they're going to be. And, you know, I find that there are examples of people who decided later in life to make a change. And at your age, when you decided at 46, and that was just with the health and the, you know, your weight, most people by that age, they give up. They don't even care anymore because they feel, you know what, I might have 15 to 20 years at most left. What do you think about that?
Oh, see, that's another reason why I'm doing the tour, and the reason why my books and my tour is called Get Your Sexy Back. Because most people think that you're over the hill, like you're just saying, like after the age of 30, after the age of 35, and definitely after the age of 40. And by the way, I'm 48 years old. And then people think that, oh, you're over your hill and your life is over. I'm here to be living, walking billboard to say, hey, your life is not over. You can get your sexy back at any age and look like you did when you're 18, 19, 20, and 21 years old. You can get your body back. You can get your health back. You can get your energy back. I lost 70 pounds without surgery, without excessive exercising, and without pills between the ages of 46 to 47. And I feel better than I have ever felt in my life. So that's another thing that Get Your Sexy Back means as well. It's like you are not over the hill. So I'm here to start a movement to let people better watch out. We're going to have a lot of 40 and 50-year-old women.
Man, too.
Walking around with many studs on in a minute. So, yeah. So that's another thing that Get Your Sexy Back needs as well. But it also includes the body, mind, and spirit, like I was saying earlier.
Right. Incorporating it all. Yep. Well, Mr. Don Ali, I really appreciate your time here on thinkbigradio.com tonight. You made my day. I mean, if there was times that I could have just clapped, I wish I was in a live studio audience because I would have been clapping with them. You made a lot of great points this evening. I know you're going to have a great show. And it was hard for you, and I know you didn't share a whole lot. But thank you for coming on our show, thinkbigradio.com, and also sharing tidbits of what's going to be happening in Atlanta.
Okay, well, thank you, too. Thank you very much.
All right, take care. And for all of our other thinkbigradio.com listeners out there, think big and go create.
You're listening to Think Big. BigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.